Just inside the door of University Christian Ministries, a sign reads, "Take and eat at your own risk," hung above a table filled with donated food that had expired in the last year. Within a few hours, most of the food was gone. One student intern was primarily responsible, senior Natasha Waldron, who took the majority of the food because she is living on a $2-a-day meal plan at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee.
I calculated out what my paycheck for the month would be, and after rent was paid and I had enough gas in my tank, I calculated out that I would only have $2 a day to spend on food, and that sounds pretty impossible.
Waldron interns at UCM, a campus ministry for UWM. Campus Minister Reverend Alan McAllister knows the need not only of his interns, but of college students in general for food. In an effort to help, he promoted beginning a food pantry. UCM already ran a food assistance event for years, the Lunch Bunch. Students and faculty alike attend the event, which is marked by food, fellowship, and fun. Church members from the Milwaukee area serve the students for free.
We serve a lunch on every Wednesday, which is open to the UWM community, and we usually average around 100 students who come for a lunch. I think we're known mostly on campus for our lunch program.
The number of students attending has jumped, and that's what prompted a survey last spring to assess student food needs.
The university had contacted us a number of times during the last school year, saying that they had students that had not eaten for at least a day coming to their offices asking if they could help them out with food, and they sent them over to UCM. We had never had as many referrals as we had last year. We had a survey taken with 115 students and found out that there was a high percentage of those students who were experiencing food insecurity, 18% going at least a day without food because they couldn't afford it. They didn't have the resources for it.
These referrals were coming from the Dean of Students' office at UWM. Interim Dean of Students Tom McGinnity said he noticed an increase in student hunger issues.
Issues of things like, you know, a student loses their apartment and they become homeless, or they're really in financial crisis where they need emergency loans and stuff. So I think we're seeing an increase.
Once these results were compiled, UCM board co-chair Stephen Swigert came up with the idea for a food pantry.
Well, that's right around to inspiration. Divine inspiration.
The next step was preparation. Early in October, former intern Matthew Raher helped McAllister install a freezer and refrigerator into the newly cleared area of UCM's basement that would house the pantry. The first entry into the new pantry's food storage was leftover chili from the Lunch Bunch. University Christian Ministries Administrative Assistant and Lunch Bunch Coordinator Sarah Martin labeled bags while McAllister filled them through an improvised paper cup funnel. He then loaded the bags into the freezer. UCM worked with Food for Thought to learn specifics on starting and running a pantry, as well as creating a partnership with Feeding America to receive food on a regular basis. Swigert also says UCM's role on campus is more than just an organization that focuses on spiritual needs, but also physical needs.
UCM needs to look at opportunities to do outreach in any way that it can. And I think that to some extent we can be a service organization, and the pantry will give us a better opportunity to to define that service and outreach to meeting a specific need on campus.
McGinnity said that he knew of other colleges that had started successful food pantries and looked forward to working with UCM.
I'm excited that it's going to work. It'll be a good partnership. I do know that like Michigan State and a few other universities have tried this and it's very successful, and so I'm hoping that it will be successful here too.
For Media Milwaukee, I'm Eric Hanley.